guys, and welcome back to Home I Drink Extra Juice. It's just Charlene with you today. If you're listening out for a second voice, she is not here. She's currently probably pulling down something in the house, knocking things down. I don't know. She's taking wallpaper off, but she is on Do Not Disturb, and she is getting down and dirty in the house. We're so happy for her. I can't believe that. I feel like on the podcast as well, you've all been here with the journey that like she's been talking about for so long. It's been like on her goals. It was on her New Year's resolutions that like to do something like that by yourself, especially, is just insane. Like people who say that this isn't a real job, stick that in your pipe and smoke it, because it is. And it's always them little fake accounts that say things like that. And like she's after doing something that like, God, I could like dream of doing. So very proud, Ellie. Love you. But for today, it's just me by myself. So peak or bleak of the week. I'm going to be bleak and say it's the weather, as I know that's such a typical thing to say, but it's absolutely disgusting. And I just feel like when you wake up to grey, like how am I meant to be my buzzy, cheery self when I wake up and it's pissing rain, I can't see a bit of sun in the sky, I need vitamin D, like it's just not a good time. So that is my bleak. But peak of the week is I booked my surgery for my boobs. I'm going to Paris to get them done. I haven't said that yet. Anyway, but I'm going to Paris. It's going to be a different experience because I feel like usually with surgery, when I went last time, you go over, you're there a few days before, you get your blood test done there, and like you like go to the hospital that morning and stuff. But this time my blood tests are here. I had my anesthetist call on Sunday, done all that here. So I literally get to the clinic for like 10 and my surgery's at 12. I'm like, oh my God, it feels so much more like a little pop in and out, even though it's not, because I'm getting everything done at home, if that makes sense. So I feel like that's going to be a different experience. I don't stay in the clinic that night either. I go straight to my hotel. Keane is coming with me, so he's going to mind me. And then my friend Megan's actually, she lives in Australia, as you might know from me chatting about her. I was in Hawaii with her, but she is working in Paris at the same time, so I'm there, so I literally can see her as well, which is so good. So it all works out really well time-wise. But I'm nervous. I feel like the older you get, the more wary you are about things, and like it is nerve-wracking. I think it's not something I've taken lightly either. I've thought about it so much. I literally went to one surgeon. Actually, yeah, this is a good point. I went to one surgeon because I thought it would be really handy. I thought like staying at home would be like the best option. But then I was like, with my gut, I was like, I need to go see a few more and just get like second and third and fourth opinions, because I just feel like I need to know all the options. I think that's really important to do before you do something. And it's mad the different opinions I got. Each place kind of varies. One place varied completely different to the rest of them, but the rest of them like still all vary a little bit. Like it's mad how like different surgeons see different things and can tell you different things. But I didn't think, you know, when you know, like, it's like with love, like you just know that gut feeling that like someone's good to go with. And the surgeon in Paris was that for me. So I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm going to be that much smaller as well. I think people think I'm getting like literally back to my roots, which was absolutely nothing. But I have to go without needing a lift. I just need to go a little bit smaller. But the main thing is going to be the projection. So they're going to look more natural. And yeah, this is your sign to... I kind of do wish, I said it online, that I never got a boob job in the first place. But also, hindsight is a great thing. And I think if I look back, I would have never been satisfied. I would always think, oh, what if? So like, I obviously did it for a reason and it happened for a reason, whatever else. But I do wish that I didn't have to get a second surgery done again. But look, it's what happens. Regardless if I had to get this or not, you have to get them redone every 10 years, which again is something you don't really think about, because you think like 10 years, that's, I'll be 70 then. But like I'm 5 years in and like that's gone so quick. So the 10 years would have went so quick anyway. But yeah, that's my peak of the week. I'll keep you updated. Fill you in. I know it was a few months ago that I was talking first about it on here, and I've gotten really good feedback about it so far. And so I thought I'd be getting like hate if people being like, told you shouldn't get your boobs done, but like everyone is quite nice. And someone made a good point being like that you can only find true like happiness and fulfillment in your own soul rather than things you do. But like I know that, and like I know this is going to change my life. I'm so aware that I think if you go in with the mindset that it is, that's when it's dangerous, because you'll kind of just keep going with things and be chasing that like instant happiness or gratification. But like I know that it's what I want, but it's not going to make me 10 times happier in my life or anything like that. So I keep you updated. Next up is our dilemma of the week. This one says, Hi girls, I moved to the UK with my boyfriend last year after only a year of being together. Risky, I know. I soon realised it was actually an extremely risky choice. He has always been a secretive person and kept his emotions inside, whereas I'm the complete opposite. I knew that he had a past of addiction and gambling, but that he'd grown past that. One of my main concerns has been his relationship with alcohol. He would go out and get absolutely blind drunk every single time, and this would lead him getting into dodgy situations. He would then act as if it was completely normal at the age of 26, saying that I was the one who was overthinking. After a few months of living together, I started to figure out the little lies he was telling. They started off small, but most recently he revealed he had over 5k in credit card debt and had been hiding it from me for 6 months. He told me he was embarrassed and didn't know how to tell me. I feel like I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. How can I be with someone that lies to my face? My trust has been broken time and time again. However, we're living in the UK away from family and don't have the money to live alone. I am a student. I don't know what to do. Please send me your advice, girls. I need your input. Lots of love. God, that is hard. It's hard because, like, once someone lies to you, how do you, like, you can forgive it, but you'll never forget. And I think it always kind of tarnishes the relationship, but also, like, no relationship is perfect. There's always going to be something that puts a cloud over you for maybe a certain amount of time or forever. If it's something really bad, like, you're always going to keep things in the back of your mind. It's not something that just disappears. Because when you get with someone, they're this perfectly new, squeaky person. You're perfectly new, squeaky. And then you find out their little flaws. You get into fights. You find out what they've done wrong. Like, it just kind of just chip away. And it just, like, everyone does chip away a little bit because you find out they're not, like, this perfect person that you've seen a picture of on Instagram. And, like, you were thinking all these good things of, like, there's, everyone has their bad parts. But I think it's really hard, something like this as well, because when it comes to money and gambling, people are really good at lying. Gambling is the hardest one because I know this one was credit card debt, but I don't know if it's from gambling, but I know we had that before. But gambling is invisible, so you won't know. You'll know if someone's drunk, you can tell if someone's probably on drugs. Gambling is invisible, you can't see it. So someone could be on their phone gambling away and you would just never know. And, like, that is a really hard thing for her to come to terms with. I think, like, when it's little lies that keep getting bigger, if they're starting off small, like, is he just someone who can lie? And that's a really scary thing, because I think your partner, like I said, no one's perfect, but it's how you deal with that. If he kept coming to her and was like, look, I'm after doing this again, I don't know what to do, I'm in a bad place. Like, you can help him then, but you can't help someone who's lying. You can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped and continues to lie and hide things from you. Like, you're meant to be their other half. And if they're not treating you like that and they're hiding things from you instead, that is not a good place to be in. So I think having that conversation with him and just being like, look, I actually can't be with you if you keep lying to me. It's breaking my trust with you. It's not making me want to be in the relationship. Like, give him the hard, honest truth that you feel and that you're saying to us, because it might give him the scare that he needs. And, like, you just need to tell him, look, I'm not going to be annoyed when you tell me things. Obviously, after a while, if he keeps doing things and he doesn't help himself or get help, like, that will, you'll come to another crossroads then. But you can only help someone who wants to be helped and who tells you things. You need to really stress that to him. Like, look, I'm not annoyed when you tell me things, but I need you to tell me them rather than lie to my face. Maybe, yeah, I'll be annoyed for a second or something, but I can help and we're going through this together. Like, we're a team. Like, a relationship is a team. So I think telling that to him and just being really brutally honest with it and then seeing how it goes from there. But I feel like it's hard when you're living so away from your family and friends and you're, like, a bit isolated as well. It makes everything feel worse. But I think talking to friends about it and family, I know with things like this especially, like, you don't want people to know because you don't want anyone thinking bad of your partner. Like, I've definitely done that at times, like, years ago, when you don't want to tell people and, like, make them feel like they're tarnished. Because once you do that, your family never forgives people and friends don't forgive. So you need to just get over that part of it though and just be like, look, they will forgive him, but I just need to, like, not be alone in my own thoughts, because that's not a nice place to be either. And you'll just feel further isolated. So sit him down, have that chat with him. I'm like, look, if the lies keep happening, I will not be here. There's also womensaid.org.uk if you need any additional support for anything at all. There's so many great resources on there as well. But let us know how you got on and sending you lots of love. That's it for me for today, guys. I feel like when I do bonus extra due, I feel like I'm just rambling because it's just me talking to myself the whole time and I talk a million miles an hour. But I hope that was somewhat enjoyable. You'll see us back for the main episode. Ellie will be back on the following Wednesday. She'll have lots of news from the house and more news, I'm sure, as well, to tell everyone about. So We'll see her then. Miss her and love you. See you next week. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.